Hello and welcome to Scribo on Sunday, but as I always say, can be any day of the week due to it being a download show. And I love you, indeed I do, from the boss. If you don't know who the boss is, this is probably not the right radio show for you. Obviously, Bruce Springsteen, from his interesting album, I will call it, Only the Strong Survive. He's 21st. Can you imagine making 21 albums? That's bonkers, isn't it, really? I've made one. And most people make one or two if they're lucky. Make 21 albums. That's what a remarkable achievement from the boss, and rightly so. But that's what he does for a living, isn't it? It came out in 2022. Quite well received, actually. And it's basically his pin-ups, if you know what David Bowie did on pin-ups, where he chose the songs of his youth that influenced him, and he still plays to this day and loves, and he played tribute to it. So obviously the original song was from Frank Wilson, released in 1965 on sort of a label, subsidiary label to Motown. And it became, in England, I'm not sure they have Northern Soul in America, it became a massive hit on the Northern Soul scene. We'll have a chat about that in a couple of weeks, because that passed me by. Funny that. I think I'd have been really into Northern Soul if I'd have discovered it in 74-75, before it all became over the mainstream. Then it got a bit rubbish, wasn't it? So as per usual with this show, it's going to be all over the place. Thanks for emails last week, especially on prog rock. It seems like I touched a raw nerve there, that people still do love their prog rock. So there's a little bit of prog rock in the show today. Musically, all over the place, as per usual. And as per usual, I'm going to play a bit of Mr. Bowie. It is, you're meant to be listening to this on a Sunday, so I do try and gear the music towards a Sunday. Great track, Young Americans, followed by George Michael. There you go. Probably the two, I'm going to stick my neck out here, the two best British solo pop stars. Throw it back at me. I'll have a think about that while we listen to these songs. Young Americans and the brilliant Waiting for the Day from the brilliant George Michael.
We'll be right back. you feel at home, America? Just you and your idle symbols, that's so loud. Leather, leather, everywhere, and motherless left from the ghetto. Well, 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 what you carry on the visa? In case, just in case of depression, sit on your hands on the bus of survivors, blushing at all the Afro-Sheeners. Just like you and I.
Yes, arguably the two best British solo male artists of all time. Elton John might get the hump with that, but you say these things and you're not really thinking about it. Rod Stewart, whoops. Okay, yeah, let's not go there. I'll take that back. Just two brilliant British solo artists. Young Americans, David Bowie, most of those were recorded in the Sigma Sound Studios of Philadelphia. And for those of a certain age, remember when Philadelphia was the place to be. It was strange, really, in the 60s, mid-60s through to the 70s. I think it gave up in the 80s, where I think music critics and the papers of the day, Rolling Stones and Melody Maker, made, you know, Liverpool, quite rightly, the place to be in a certain period. Then it was London, then it was San Francisco, and then it was California, and then it was Philadelphia, and then I think everybody just gave up. You could argue it was Manchester in the 90s, but I don't think Madchester touched the American Billboard charts too much. I could be wrong. But yeah, recorded in Philadelphia, a massive sea change. I did mention it last week, didn't I? And most of us, it took us by surprise, that the musical change, musical direction change by David Bowie at the time. But yeah, it's become, yeah, a Marmite Bowie album, but a lot of people like myself really like it. And of course, it had Luther Vandross on the backing vocals. And it was an intense sessions from what I've read. And I remember a famous performance on a Dick Cavett show. We're going to talk about American TV a little bit today. Dick Cavett show in 1974, and you can go on YouTube and have a look at that. George Michael. What can you say about George Michael other than genius? That track, Waiting for the Day, one of my favourites from the brilliant album. And, you know, forget all your whams, forget all that. Put it to one side and go and listen to Listen Without Prejudice Volume 1. One of the best albums of all time. Sorry, there it is. That's in my opinion. And that was that track for that. And the album itself reached America number one, and in Britain as well. Number two, I think, in Britain. Great song. Five singles from that. Shows you how good the album was. When it Praying for Time, which is, I've been wanting to play that for ages. I'll find the right time to play Praying for Time. Waiting for That Day, Freedom, Heal the Pain, which I played the other week. And Cowboys and Angels. Okay, I'm going to go back to the mid-60s. Regular listeners of this show know I'm a big fan of, what, 60s beat music. And especially when it all got a little bit psychedelia. I love all that. I love it. So just to prove my point, two bands, The Foundation and Paul Revere and The Raiders. Listen to this. Quality. Nostalgic quality.
Hung across the stars, the psychodramas and the traumas, gone the songs, and all the song and hunger. my empty cup is as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
Terrific slab of mid-60s, 67, 66, 66, 67, psychedelic pop. Because that's what it was. They still had to write pop songs in them days. Rock music hadn't really, perhaps Space Sergeant Peppers, really, got it onto sort of being, you listen to albums over singles. But that time when Along Comes Mary, that's the name of the song, the first song I played from the band, big band, Foundation. I'm not sure what they did over this in England or in Europe. I think people knew of them, but they were big cheese, big boys, big players in America. And I think they opened up the Monterey Pop Festival, and that was a legendary music festival. It really set the tone for music festivals around the world. And they've had some big hits. Windy, you'd know Windy if you heard it. Cherish, Never My Love, that's a great song. But I like that Along Comes Mary, Bongos. And if you want to get an idea what the band looked like, because this is the brilliant world we live in now, go on YouTube and look for them on the Smothers Brothers TV show. I was talking about the Dick Cavett show. The Smothers Brothers TV show in the mid-60s in America was pivotal in breaking what you would regard, I suppose you'd regard them as indie bands, wouldn't you, really? As in, they're not in the mainstream yet. They're not Perry Como, if you get my drift. Bobby D or Bobby V or Bobby T, you know, they were out there, and they used to get them on the show. There's a great, The Who played on it, The Doors played on it, and there's a great bit of film of them, The Foundation, playing on it, and you get an idea of what the band was all about. Paul Revere and the Raiders, I just like that. American band, again, in the mid-60s, had a lot of, you know, reasonable hits, and the biggest hit was actually a cover of a song called The Indian Reservation. I'd listened to it, but it's a bit dated. Good song, but it's all a bit too dated. And, yeah, that lovely kind of beat music. Okay, I doubt if you've heard of these bands, because every time I say that, someone goes, yeah, I've heard of them, and it makes me look a bit of an idiot. So you may not have heard of these two bands coming up. Gusto with a great song called Satellite. And then a really lovely song as well from Empire of the Sun called Walking on a Dream. They're just very Sunday, if you get my drift. Have a listen.
Talking to myself.
as I said, very Sunday. Very, very Sunday. And very, very good. First track, Satellite Guster. Recorded in 2006 from the excellent album, Ganging Up on the Sun. Got a lot of support. It was an alternative. Again, like an indie tune in America. Bit of a difference in America. You still sell a lot of records in America if you're an indie band. Big hit on the college sort of radio. That for a while was a big outlet for, let's say, indie stroke bands trying to break America. College radio, university radio, whatever you want to call it, was a good thing to get into. And they did. And the song actually ended up in a film called Martian Child in 2007. And I believe, I'm not sure if I believe it or not, it's sold enough records to get a gold record. And the quality of the song is good. So Guster was the band, and Satellite was the dream. Then that second track, really nice song. I'm sure my brother from his Sound of the Crowd, that's a band he's in who specialise in 80s electronic music, will appreciate that song. And he loves Gary Numan, etc., etc. So you get what I'm saying. Walking on Dream, Empire Sun, never heard of it before. An Australian duo. And that, again, came around about August 2008. The song didn't break the charts or anything. It was just warmly received, but then it was picked up by Honda for an advert for their Honda Civic in America in 2016. Boom. And suddenly it becomes an undiscovered cultural hit. And, got to number 18 in the charts there. Deservedly so. Never give up. Never give up. That's the beauty of a song. I think if you've written a song and you publish it, you never actually know where it might end. Okay, talking of films, adverts, no, I'm not talking about films. I will be talking about films in a minute, but, we've had some songs there that, you may not have known. You will definitely know these two songs. Cosmic Dancer by T-Rex and Mambo Sun, a tribute to, Mark Bolan by Sean Ono Lennon and Charlotte Kemp. Love the feel of these two tracks. Again, it is Sunday. Cheer
I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was out. I was dancing when I was out. I danced myself right out the womb. I danced myself right out the womb. Strange to dance so soon. I dance myself right out the womb. I was dancing when I was 8. I was dancing when I was 8. Is it strange to dance so late? To dance and I like a little too myself out of the womb.
Thank you.
very nice indeed. Bolan. You can play him all morning, really, couldn't you? Love Mark Bolan in that period. T-Rex, Cosmic Dancer, taken from the groundbreaking album Electric Warrior, released in 1971, recorded at Trident Studios, brilliantly produced by Tony Visconti. The strings, as I said before, I mean, he has got a lot of credit, Tony Visconti, rightly so, but I always think his strings was his signature. I think it's absolutely brilliant, and love that song. Love that song from Mr. T-Rex, Mr. Bolan, and T-Rex got a great foot of it. And if you remember, it was in Billy Elliot, wasn't it, the film? What a film that was. That's in my top 10 films. I must have watched that 3 or 4 times. Never get bored of it. Never get bored of it. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But superbly written, superbly acted. And the choice of music in that film was second to none. And, I mean, it's a town called Malice when he was dancing along the backyards. And, and then I love to boogie. Yeah. And obviously Cosmic Dancer was featured it in a well. The second track, Sean Ono Lennon. What a nice touch with Charlotte Kemp. I thought it had a really nice feel. I think they kept the feel of Tony Visconti's T-Rex. And that came out in 2020 on an album called Angel-Headed Hipster, the songs of Mark Bolan and T-Rex. And it's really worth a listen. You know, in the world we live in, you can go on Spotify and you can listen to the whole album for the price of subscribing. Oh, actually, you don't even have to subscribe to Spotify. I'm not doing an advert for Spotify here. I'm just saying that you can do it. Angel-Headed Hipster, the song's Mark Bolan. There's some really good cover versions on there, and there's some really terrible ones, which are equally as entertaining. Mark Oldman. Okay. Now, the other thing is, you would know, if you do like Mark Bolan, you'll be pleased to know there's a film out, coming out on September the 14th, called Angel-Headed Hipster. And I think it revolves around the album, but also lots of top stars, talking heads, if you know what I mean, paying tribute to Mark Bolan and T-Rex, and there's some rare footage. And I'll be honest, if it's got any, if Tony Visconti's produced the soundtrack, just go with it and put a bag over your head if you want, because the last Moon Age Daydream, which Tony Visconti did for David Bowie, was absolutely stunning. Go to the cinema and watch these films, because they're completely different. Absolutely took my breath away, the soundtrack from that film. The film, I could take it or leave it, but the soundtrack was on another level, and I'm hoping this will be. And apparently there's a preview event on the 14th of September and a Q&A in cinemas, so it'll probably be one of them ones that's broadcast live across the country. Keep your eye on it. Have a look for it. I'm going to have a look for it, but I've got a funny feeling it's Del Brummam's album launch night that night, so I might have to nip out and just go to the pictures while Del's doing his stuff. Time for some classics. Otis Redding. I like this, and then a brilliant track, I'd Rather Go Blind. So let's have a look at this. Listen.
I'm a love man. Call me the love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man. That's what they call me, I'm a love man. I'm 6 feet, 1 weight, 210. Long hair, 30 past 10. Long legs, and I'm a outsider. Hey, look at I'm gonna take you out, cause I'm a love man. That's what they call me, I'm a love man. Make love to you in the morning. Make love to you at night. Make love to you when you think about it. I wanna fix you everything, alright. Cause I'm a love man. Thank you.
Lovely songs, lovely song. First up, Love Man, from the album Love Man by the much missed but brilliant Otis Redding. I like that. You know, you've all heard Dock of the Bay and other stuff. Yeah, so I thought I'd play that. And what a great, great track from a great musician. Sadly, no longer with us. But the album was produced by Steve Cropper. If you don't know who Steve Cropper was, he was featured. He was like the main person at Stax Records and was also the main guitarist. And leader, I would say, of Booker T and the MGs. If you don't know who they are, I think you better switch stations, really, without being rude. Great, great song. Great song. And, excellent. As was Roxy Ray. Found that on the internet, as I do now and again, just having a look for different versions. Roxy Ray. Roxy as in Roxy Music, and then Ray as in Ray. I'd Rather Go Blind. A classic song. Classic song, been covered probably more times than my way, I think. I mentioned last week I got some good emails, positive emails, which is always lovely in life, congratulating me on daring to talk about that unspeakable subject, progressive rock. And they really enjoyed it, having to listen to Yes via a radio show, the rarity of that. Well, here's another one for you. I'm not, are they prog rock or are they just rock? I don't know. Perhaps the emails will tell me, but I know what they are. They are a brilliant band. Rush.
We'll be right back. stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's bad lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the street singing songs and the carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for outside. I think it's our stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Prog rock, rock, soft rock, yacht rock, whatever rock you want to call it. It's brilliant rock music, isn't it, by Rush. So good, aren't they, instrumentally and harmonies. Full Monty. Red Bocchetta. I've got to get this right. Red Bocchetta. I had to ring someone up to find out how to pronounce it, and I'm still having trouble pronouncing it. Red Bocchetta. I think you got to put some Italian on it to get it to sound right. Red Bocchetta. From their 1981 album, brilliant album, Moving Pictures. And the song was inspired by a short story, A Nice Morning Drive, written by Richard Foster and published in the 1973 issue of Road and Track magazine. There you go. Again, a useless bit of information. And as Michael Caine would say, not a lot of people know that. A lot of people would know the following track for what it's worth. Excellent, isn't it? Buffalo Springfield? I think that's right. Yeah. Yeah, Buffalo Springfield. That's from an album I've played a few times now, an EP actually, called Feedback. And again, like Bruce Springsteen and Bruce Springsteen's album, which I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and David Bowie's Pinups album, when they're paying tribute to people they grew up and being inspired by, it's a really good EP. It's Rush do some stunning versions of Cream, The Who, Buffalo Springfield, and yeah, just it's a really good listen, and it's played and recorded, as you could hear. Excellent. Time for a couple of classics, shall we say. Well, one I'm sure you'll know, Self-Preservation Society by the Kinks. And then a really good track from Blur, who I always think are very similar to the Kinks, in a nice way, in a very good way, actually in a great way. So sit back and enjoy these two classics.
Preservation Society. God save the old duck, Bonneville and Rossi. We are the Desperate Dan Appreciation Society. God save Strawberry Jam, and all the
Fashion Society. God save Mrs. Moss, the good old Mother Riley. We are the Custom Fire Appreciation Consortium. God save the George Cross and all those who were loving them. Affinity. God save the little shops, China clubs and virginity. We are the skyscraper condemnation affiliates. God save Tudor houses, antique tables and millions. Loving the old ways, forbidding abuse. Protecting the new ways, for me and for you. What more can we do?
Come on, come on, come on.
Love's the greatest
greatest thing. Come on, come on.
Excellent tunes, two, well, brilliant bands, known all around the world, but have that kind of quintessential Britishness about them, don't they? And I think it's obviously, I mean, Damon Albarn and Blur guys would all say that the Kinks were a major influence on them, and that's pretty obvious when you hear Blur, but Blur have carved out their own niche as well. Blur are Blur, they're not a Kinks tribute act by any stretch of the imagination. That track, Tender, that was from their sixth album, And written by all four members of the band, and about the lead singer, Damon Albarn's breakup with his musician-turned-painter, Justin Frischman. So that's nice of him, wasn't it? So yeah, Damon, we feel sorry for you. We're going to write a hit for you. And it did, and it's become a real popular one. A track they do live, I think I saw it when they played Glastonbury, and it's got another dimension. It's one of them songs when they're played live are actually better than the studio version. No, the studio version, as you just heard, is decent. Before that, again, classic from the Kinks, Village Green Preservation Society. I might get my teeth in by the time this show's finished. I'm having trouble this morning. That was released in 1968, wasn't it? And I did mention, I did a Depth for Stony Radio the other week, and I was talking about the Kinks. What people may not realise, I'm always reading a lot of books, that the Kinks were really on a high in America. They were breaking through, I think it was Lazing on a Sunday Afternoon that became a top 10 hit in America. And when you get a top 10 hit in America, you are big news. And they went over there, but they fell out with the Musicians Union. Bad management, really. You had to tiptoe on eggshells when you went to America back in the days when the Beatles and Stones and the Animals and all these Herman's Hermits, they'll all tell you it was difficult. And for some reason they had a bust up and the Musicians Union in America didn't take kindly to the Kinks and they banned them. Wouldn't let them in, wouldn't get visa cards. So at the height of their popularity, they couldn't get to the States and they came back to England, you know, they were going to survive and they licked their wounds. And it, in a way, it made them a little bit more English. And that album is very English. You know, in a funny sort of way, it was absolutely lauded by the sort of San Francisco hippies and all the cult writers of the day in Rolling Stone. And it became a real underground rock hit for them. And over time, America forgave the Kinks and, yeah, and they've enjoyed success over there since. Bit of Roxy Music now. Oh, Brian Ferry and Roxy Music. First song needs no introduction. Nor should the second song, really. Let's see if you know it.
Thank you. that you talk behind my back. I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Do you take me for such a fool? Think I'd make contact? The one who tries to hide what he don't know to begin with. I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. And just for that one moment I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know what a drag it is to see you.
Brian Ferry at his best. First track, Virginia Plain. As I said, don't really need any introduction, does it? 1972, blew everybody's head off. I can still remember seeing that on Top of the Pops. My older brother, Gary, come bursting in through the door. This is the band, this is the band you should be playing. Not the Beatles, not the Stones, these are this, this, that. You know, he absolutely loved Brian Ferry. And so that registered, and I thought, yeah, it's actually, that's not bad, you know, because I wasn't really into glam rock too much. I was still into the 60s, as you regular listeners will know, and recorded in London at Command Studios. Don't know that one. And then, the song Virginia Plain actually came from one of Brian, the name Virginia Plain, came from one of his own paintings, because Brian Ferry was an artiste in every sense of the word, should we say. He looks like an artiste as well. Isn't he? And he was into art, like most musicians in the 60s pretended to like art so they could go to art school to form a band. That's what it was really like in back in them days. And he'd done a picture of an image, probably a pop art image, of a cigarette packaging called Virginia Plain. So then he wrote a song about it. Here you go. Second track, you should really have known, Positively Fall Street, the brilliant, from the brilliant Bob Dylan. And Brian Ferry loves Bob Dylan. Who doesn't? But Brian Ferry, I think, loves Bob Dylan more than most. And that was from his album Dylanesque, released in 2007. Really good album if you like Bob Dylan and you like Brian Ferry. Okay, that's the end of the show. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. So I haven't really mentioned it, really. I think A Lad Insane being 50 years old this year. What a remarkable album. An album that delivered, wasn't it? David Bowie, A Lad Insane, and I suppose it was still The Spiders from Mars at that point. He was absolutely huge, biggest star in the world, no doubt about it, in 1973. Bigger than the Stones, bigger than everyone. And you have to deliver, and to deliver an album, and I've had to read a lot of David Bowie books for a certain project I was working on, and they were just on the road all the time, like doing TV shows and just hectic. So to find time, you know, in a hotel room or in the back of a coach to write an album, the quality of the songs that feature on that album is astounding, as did a lot of bands, to be fair. They all had to deliver. I think that pressure was the key to it. I think when you've got a lot of time and then you start doubting your initial instincts on things, and I think that's in all art and in actually a lot of work as well, you know, as in if you study it too much, you find fault in it. When you haven't got time to really think, right, I've got to write 6-7 songs by the end of the month, and you just do it under pressure, you seem to do your best work. I'm not going to play the obvious tracks. Well, one of them is. I'm going to play Lady Grinning Soul. I love that song. And that was actually a last minute addition, because it was originally going to be John, I'm Only Dancing on the Lad Insane. And good choice, even though I really like John, I'm Only Dancing. I think for the overall ambience of the album of the Lad Insane, Lady Green Soul is, it was rightly been put on there. And then Driving Saturday. Yeah, what can I say about Driving Saturday? Came top three here, like I said. Funny, I didn't have that many number ones, even though, but that's what I was on about Slade last week. There were other bands, pop bands, that were selling huge amounts of records at the time as well. But in the rock world, David Bowie was king, and Driving Saturday. I could play that every week, probably every time I do a show. And so there you go. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your emails. Do send some requests with some little stories by the side. I don't want to just play the undertones for me. I want to know why you want me to play the undertones if there's a little story. But it's been great, the response I've been getting from you, and I do enjoy doing the show, and I do hope you've enjoyed listening to it. Over and out and over to David Bowie.
Lend us a book. up alone and try to get it on like once before. When people stare in Jagger's eyes and score like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy and he shrug and asked to stay. She'd sigh. To keep formation mid this fallout saturation, cursing at the astronaut that stands in steel by his cabinet. He's clashing out with Sylvia, Euro supply for aging men, with snorting